You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for New York City Celebrity Psychic with Perry Lyons.
Perry Lyons.
Live from PerryLyons.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is New York City Celebrity Psychic
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, my cherished ducklings. I'm a little windblown. I'm neurodivergent, as a lot of people claim to be, but some of us actually are. My father had ADHD before it was diagnosed, and I used to open the fridge door, and there would be a paperback book in there, and then I'd go look in the bookcase, and there was the milk. So I come by this honestly, but I was thinking, totally set up to do the show, which is live, and I'm so happy you're here. And then 3 minutes before, I realized I can't find anything. I can't remember my own name, and my parakeet is missing. That's all better now. Hi, it's quite the day. You've got Moon in Aries. The moon was void of course yesterday. And if you heard me talk about green light moons and red light moons, when the moon is opposite your sun sign, like I'm Pisces, when the moon is in Virgo, not a great day to ask for favors. Kind of a good day to stay curled up in a fetal position under the chaise longue, which I can't spell. When the moon is in your own sun, and the moon's like in Pisces, and you're a Pisces, things just go your way. Good day to win the lottery. I have a lottery story. Maybe I'll tell it to you. But I'm here staring at the phone like a lovesick teenager waiting for your call. We're going to do the psychic tarot weather now, which really is something. I swear to God, I started this like 8 years ago. I'm like, if you're hearing this, you're supposed to hear it. And then suddenly everybody was doing it. Now I feel kind of dopey. Hi, Nicole. I love that name. Lake Erie, Ohio. I've actually been there. It's a nice place to live. Okay, I'm going to do the psychic tarot weather, and then I'll be right back. I'm so glad you called.
All right.
Hi, sweetie. Okay. So the first card is about the first part of the week. So today, next couple of days. Second card is about like the weekend. Third card, you're getting the hang of this, is like Monday, Tuesday, and then we're back to Wednesday when it all starts again with a tragic inevitability. Okay. So the first card, I love this card. Wow. The first card I'm getting is the Angel Zadkiel card. Not a traditional tarot card because I have about 800 cards all mixed up. Did I mention I have ADHD? And Zadkiel is about balance and patience and understanding that sometimes what we think is a stumble or a fall or a wrong turning in a path, later on when you look back, this is so true, you'll see it was a dance step and a dance whose choreography was too big and too perfect for you to see at the time. We really don't make mistakes, except for my ex-husband. no, he was very nice. Okay, the second card, this is an interesting card. I think that this is a time when a lot of opportunity is going to be presenting itself to my cherished ducklings, which is you. And by the way, that color looks great on you. This card says, don't wait till you're ready. Never wait till you're ready to accept an opportunity. If something comes up and you don't think you're prepared for it, do it anyway. This card is like the he who hesitates is lost. So if somebody comes up and says, I would like you to be captain of a lobster boat in Maine, and it pays a lot of money, just be like, oh yeah, I got this. Lobsters, I love butter. That probably is not actually what's going to happen to you, but you are going to get an unexpected opportunity. Say yes no matter what. Well, I mean, within reason. Last card, which is the last part of the week. Oh, I love this. It's funny, I picked up two cards at the same time, which I never do. But they're very good cards. Right now, there's a reawakening of sort of the divine feminine, which sounds a lot more pretentious than it actually is. We're just seeing, like, you know, all that toxic male stuff with guys like, yeah, my woman has to do this. I'm like, you know what? We're people. You're people. Get over yourself. So the Divine Feminine is coming back, and we're going to fix everything. And the reason I know that is because we're getting the High Priestess card. The High Priestess is somebody who's both wise and very sexy, and trusts her wisdom. And for you, all of you, this week, from Sunday through Wednesday, trust the first thought you have. Even sometimes we don't even know we have it. But start listening for that little thought that's under what you think is the first thought. You're going to be very intuitive this week. Play the lottery. Okay, my darlings. Oh, and the other's the Hanged Man, which just says immense change. You're going to look the same on the outside, but I love doing that. You're going to be changing a lot inside. It's going to be a great week, actually. Hi, Nicole. Thank you for being so patient. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to meet you. I like to connect to people through their birthdays. So when's your birthday?
5/3/86.
9/3/86.
Oh, May 3rd. May 3rd, 1986.
Taurus. Yay. We love Tauruses. I'm surrounded by Tauruses. You guys are amazing. You're really loyal. You're very attuned to beauty and truth. But man, are you irritable when you get hungry? How can I help you? Right?
Go ahead. Yeah. I'm trying to connect with a loved one.
With a loved one? Okay. Oh. Okay, a couple people are coming forward. Sometimes what happens is when we open that door, people come forward we don't expect because they're like, ooh, door's open, got to get in there. So sometimes like a great aunt will show up. Is this a woman that you're trying to get in touch with, or is it, I'm getting an older woman or a younger man?
Could be either one.
Pick one. They came a long way.
Let's do the older woman.
Okay, good. I like her. I don't think this is your mom, but I think it is somebody in your family. Is that correct? Or somebody who felt like family?
Yeah, it'd be somebody in my family. Yeah.
And she was not too old when she passed, it feels like. Maybe 60s, early 70s. Is that correct? And she's a little on the curvy
side. 70s.
Yeah. You know how ladies get, I don't care how skinny we were in our 20s. Once you hit 50, it's like you start looking like a bigger. It's interesting, too, because she's very... Hi, now I can see her. Hi, welcome. Her hair is... I think by the time she left, she had sort of stopped dyeing it for a while, so it's a little gray. But it's interesting. Mm-hmm. What an unusual personality. She's very practical and very kind of nurturing. She's also kind of blunt and a little hard-headed. You do not want to ask for her opinion unless you want to hear the truth. Is that her?
Yeah.
She loves you, and you used to do stuff. Have you known her since you were a kid? Because I think she...
Yeah.
Yeah. And did you, like, bake together or cook together? You have a special bond mm-hmm. with her. She loves you. I don't like your brother so much, but she likes you. I'm if you have a brother, I think you do. He's kind of a brat. Yeah, kind of a brat. You're a good kid. He's fine now, but you're worried that you're never going to be happy in a relationship. And she's like, that is horse feathers, which I'm using that term instead of another term, which is a lot dirtier. I don't know if that has to do with relationship you're in now, because I'm having a hard time getting a beat on that. We all have stuff that we struggle with when we come in. It's like, it's either money, relationships. We tend to choose one problem when we come to Earth to work on. And from the outside, it can look like we don't have a problem with that at all. But inside, we feel like, I'm never going to get this right. And I think for you, that's like love and romance and letting yourself feel loved. And you're adorable. People really like you. And men or women or llamas or whatever you like love you. But she says you don't have to be perfect. And she really wants you to hear that. She wasted some of her life in her own eyes, because I don't believe we waste any of our life, trying to live up to a standard that was unrealistic. And she was very hard on herself.
Yeah.
And if she came back now, and she does visit you in dreams about probably once every year, 6 months, not that often, but occasionally. And when she shows up in your dreams, that's a visit. That's not like, I'm in your dreams. I'm eating Jell-O. No, that's like, I'm here to tell you something. I'm here because I love you. Was she a schoolmate of your mom's? I'm trying to figure out what the hell is on. Anyway.
Was she what?
Was she a friend of your mom's? I can't quite get the relationship. Anyway, she did love you. You spent a lot of time. Yeah.
Grandma.
Oh, she's your grandmother. Okay.
That's how.
Honey, she doesn't. She's got a kind of a young spirit, even though, I mean, she looked like, you know, kind of an old lady when she passed, but I don't think she had an easy life. Okay. But she's saying to you, love yourself. And she's like, I don't mean in a woo-woo way. I don't mean like, oh, aren't I pretty? She's like, you're God's child. And it's her talking. You're the daughter of God. And that's a big thing. God doesn't make junk. And she wants you to stop giving your power away to other people. Because sometimes you're such a good person. You really are. So knock it off and start being a little selfish. because your idea of selfish is somebody else's idea of like being Mother Teresa. She's like, you don't have to be this good. She said, you're fine. You're good enough. God loves you the way you are. You're not out robbing banks or kicking orphans across the street. Who does that? Sorry. But she's like, you are wonderful. I don't know what's happening with the romance thing, but I can tell you that she is really working on either fixing what you're in. I don't think that's it. I think she's sending you somebody really cool. And if you don't want him, I'll take him because I'm single now. So just put him in an envelope, forward him. That looks like it's around November. He's cute. We've got 60 seconds. So he's cute. And you know what? You're going to be fine. You got some money coming in July, August. Feels like a little windfall. Go to the unclaimed funds thing in your state website. I got $16,000 for funds I didn't know I had. And I think you've got some unclaimed funds. Any last questions, my angel?
Nope, that's it. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. It's so nice meeting you.
Nice
and Lake Erie is really nice. We got 30 more seconds and your grandmother will not shut up. So hold on a second. I'm sorry. She's really blunt. She's like, stop spending money on stuff you don't need. Save your money. That stuff doesn't last. You're pretty enough. You don't need 10 kinds of lipstick. I love her. You can't stick around after the show, ma'am. And did she have an M name like Margaret or Mildred or Mamou or something? Okay.
No, Pauline.
I'm sorry, what was it?
Pauline.
Oh, that's pretty. She would like you to start cooking or baking again, too.